As job losses mount and COVID support schemes wind down, budgeting services say there is no let up in the number of people seeking help. Immediately after the first lockdown, there was no real surge in people wanting advice on managing debt or a loss of income. But as Christmas approaches, many firms are looking more closely at their cost base, and families have found themselves suddenly plunged into hardship. Here's our social issues reporter, Sarah Robson.
Rachel was an essential worker in a supermarket through the first COVID-19 lockdown. But a little over a month ago, she was made redundant.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be made redundant. All I have is my annual leave and what was paid out. And I need to know how long that will last and how long I can make it last.
Anxious about her finances, she went to Tamaki Budgeting in Auckland's Glen Innes for help.
I've put aside all that I'll need for the bills for the next coming weeks. I've actually stocked up my cupboards, so I'm okay with that side of thing. Coming up to Christmas, it's getting complicated, but it's manageable at the moment, yeah.
Mum of four, Fiona, says things got really tough for her family when her husband lost his construction job during the first lockdown. Just before the pandemic hit, she'd decided to stop working so she could spend more time caring for her youngest son, who has a disability.
We went to Work and Income, got ourselves on unemployment benefit, and from there on, we were kind of like really struggling to pay a rent plus the bills that we were paying.
At first, she was reluctant to ask for help from a budgeting service.
I don't like asking for help. I like helping people. But, you know, like when you're in need and you're not on your own, you've got like children and a family to provide for, I guess you just have to put you aside and just, you know, do what's best for your family.
Rachel and Fiona are among the thousands of people who have sought help from budgeting services in the aftermath of COVID-19. Umbrella organisation FinCap says there's been a big jump in the number of people contacting its Money Talks helpline. Claire Wilson from Money Talks says the spike wasn't immediate after the first lockdown, but as the months wore on, they started hearing from more and more people in increasingly desperate situations. At the peak in July, it heard from just over 1,900 people, more than double what it was the same month a year earlier. In October, the figure was about 1,800.
And that's because, you know, those subsidies are ending. Different businesses, while they thought they could keep people employed, are now reducing their hours. We expect the volume to continue to rise.
Claire Wilson says many of the people getting in touch haven't needed help before.
We get a lot of people calling us because they need help with their KiwiSaver hardship applications for housing, general budgeting, how to juggle their payments. So sometimes you have to rob Peter to pay Paul, but that doesn't always work.
Back at Tamaki Budgeting, manager Alison DiMarco says many whānau will be under pressure with Christmas coming up.
When you're a parent, there's the expectations of the children and you don't want to disappoint. There's the expectations from the family and you don't want to disappoint them. And so for the caregiver of the family, there can be such incredible stress. But it's all things that we can help people through.
And Alison DiMarco is adamant, no challenge is insurmountable. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Sarah Robson.